Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And in a special way, happy Father's Day to all our dads, to all of you who are here. Happy, happy Father's Day. Let's all say that together on three. One, two, three. Happy Father's Day. Oh, that was for you, Dad. Huh? They're nudging you by the elbow now, aren't they? But all in all, it's a day filled with great joy, and we celebrate this wonderful occasion where God has blessed us in such a beautiful way in you, Dad. Those of you who are here with us in the cathedral, those of you joining us at home with your family or at the hospital, please know that we pray for you today in a special way, and all of your loved ones and all of you who are joining us via television, radio, internet, social media. Please know that from the cathedral family, we join with our Blessed Mother Mary and Saint Joseph on this Father's Day to pray for all of you, that the love of Christ and his peace and joy be what fills your presence and your home and wherever you may be. My dear family, we also rejoice this day because we're able to welcome one of our newly ordained who's assigned to us, Deacon Carlos de la Rosa. So we welcome him because he is a great blessing, and so he joins us here for the next month. He leaves in August back to the seminary, but we will enjoy his presence while he is with us. Gathering all our prayers into one, my dear family, let us begin by acknowledging our sins and asking the Lord for pardon and strength. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Grant, O Lord, that we may always revere and love your holy name, for you never deprive of your guidance those you set firm on the foundation of your love. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Job. The Lord addressed Job out of the storm and said, "Who shut within doors the sea when it burst forth from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and thick darkness its swaddling bands, when I set limits for it and fastened the bar of its door and said, thus far shall you come, but no farther, and here shall your proud waves be still. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, the love of Christ impels us. Once we have come to the conviction that one died for all, therefore all have died. He indeed died for all, so that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Consequently, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even if we once knew Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him no longer so. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. The word of the Lord.
Be with you
and with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
On that day, as evening drew on, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross to the other side." Leaving the crowd, they took Jesus with them in the boat, just as he was. And other boats were with him. A violent squall came up, and waves were breaking over the boat, so that it was already filling up. Jesus was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Quiet, be still." The wind ceased, and there was great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you terrified? Do you not have faith?" They were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, whom even wind and sea obey?"
The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Several years ago, about 15 or 20 years ago, actually, there was a young father, and he and his wife had just been married. They were expecting their first child. They were both overjoyed. And so the time came for his wife to deliver the child. They went to the hospital. Ellen was born, beautiful baby girl,
A couple of weeks after, the couple started to notice some things and took her back to the doctor. Ellen was diagnosed with Down's syndrome. Now, those of you who know people with Down syndrome know that they're the most life-giving and beautiful and loving people that you'll ever meet. But you see, Ellen's dad was a huge sportsman. He played baseball in high school and in college and football and basketball. And he wanted those same things for her daughter. He wanted her to be able to play volleyball and basketball and softball at the nearly professional level. But then he found out that she would never be able to do that. And in many ways, he was disappointed. About a year and a half or 2 years later, his wife became pregnant again, and this time with another girl. And so they went to have the baby at the hospital. And Sophia was born perfectly healthy. And this man was overjoyed. That was his daughter. That was his girl. She would be able to play softball and basketball and all the sports and just be very athletic. And that was his dream for her. That's what he wanted for her. As the girls began to grow up, the father spent a lot more time with Sophia than with Ellen. And she noticed, but Ellen, in her great humility, didn't say anything. Then the two girls entered high school, and about the time when driving starts, and one day Sophia was on her way to practice for a softball tournament that was coming up, and there was a drunk driver coming. And unaware of what he was doing, he struck the car. And the doctors, although they tried very diligently, could not save her. And Sophia died in a car accident. After the funeral was over, after the family and friends of this man had left, after everyone was gone and it was just him, he went to his backyard and sat on a small bench. And after trying to keep it together all day long, he sat and he sobbed. And just then, his oldest daughter, Ellen, came out of the house. She sat next to him on this small bench, and she leaned her head into his chest as he was sobbing. And she said the most beautiful words, "That's okay, Daddy. That's okay. I'll be your daughter now." My dear brothers who are fathers here, the world sees you and often portrays you as men who do not know what it is to love their families, as in the case of this story. The world claims that fathers are either practically absent, they're not even there, or they're abusive practically. Or on the other hand, they're a buffoon, somebody who's dumb, who doesn't understand things. My brothers, you don't have to be that. You don't have to fall into the stereotype that the world wants to place you within. But Jesus gives us in the gospel today a model of how to really be a father. And this happens when the disciples are on this boat and there's a storm that comes in. And things get bad. Things get really bad, and they think they're going to die. The gospel says that there was water already coming into this boat. And then these were fishermen, so they knew rough seas. They had lived in rough seas. They'd done this all their lives. But it was so bad that even they were scared. So they looked to Jesus, and he was taking a nap in the back of the boat. So they woke him up. And they said, kind of a remarkable phrase. Something to the effect of, did you even care about us? Do you even care that we're going to die and we're on this boat and you're taking a nap? And then Jesus responds in a very stern way. Do you not yet have faith? After being with me, do you not have faith? And then he responds in a compassionate way before this. He says, why are you terrified? Why are you terrified? My dear brothers who are fathers here today, I propose this as an example for you of how to be a real father. Someone who's not absent or a monster, or someone who's not a pushover, but someone who's a real man of God. As Jesus was, you have to be stern. And sometimes in life, difficulties arise, and children don't always make the right decisions. And sometimes you may find yourself speaking with your child, and they're living a life that is not in line with the gospel. Brothers, I want to give you permission and inform you of your obligation that you have, which is to say, tell them the truth of the faith. And you don't have to apologize for speaking the truth. That is what Jesus wants for you, fathers, to speak the truth to your children. In love, absolutely. But the truth needs to be spoken. If you know in your heart that your children are living a life that is sinful, and you say nothing, you are saying it's okay. But brothers, it's not okay. It is not okay. Jesus is also compassionate. He says to the disciples, why are you scared? Why are you terrified? I'm right here. The Son of God is right here with you. Why are you scared of a small storm? Brothers, your children who are still children or your children who are adults will perhaps come to you. And they're going to be on their own boats in their life. And storms are going to be coming. And sometimes they'll just want a friendly small island or shore to crash on, proverbially, so that they can have a small amount of rest. And this is the time, brothers, to be compassionate with them, to love them, to say those words of Jesus, why are you terrified? Don't be afraid. This is the time to listen to them and to really hear their struggle and hear their pain, hear whatever they're going through, and walk with them in that. Now, as men, we tend to be the people who want to fix things. You tell me your problem and I'll give you a solution. But that's not always the best way. Because as you and I know, there's some things that we cannot fix. There are some things that are beyond our control. You might not be able to bring the job back, the death of a loved one back. You may not be able to heal that relationship which so wounds your children, perhaps with their spouse or perhaps with their child. But what you can do is walk with them and let them know that you will be with them. Now, brothers and sisters, as a bit of an aside, I know this is a very high image of what a father should be, and some of you may be thinking, well, that's nice, but that's not my experience of a father. My experience of a father was a little different. And I want to apologize to you, brothers and sisters, for those of you who have fathers that didn't act as a father is called to act, that didn't love you as a father is called to love you. But I want to encourage you, and I want to share this brief message with you. God didn't give you these men as fathers because they had it all together. God didn't give you these fathers because they were perfect or because they were not wounded. God knows all of us have our brokenness, have our faults, have our failures. You do. I know I do. Father Pete does. Definitely Father Pete does, living with him. I'm just joking. All of us have our faults and failures. But God gave us these men, not so they could rely on themselves, but because he's perfect. And he wants the fathers in this world to lean on his perfect strength. And I challenge you, brothers and sisters, who feel broken and wounded by your fathers, to forgive them. And the only way to do that is to hold up your own brokenness right next to theirs. That puts things in perspective. Because brothers and sisters, we are all broken and we have hurt other people. And when we really recognize that we have failed in many ways, then we become much more understanding of others' brokenness. I challenge you this day to forgive him, whatever that looks like, whether he's living or deceased. And fathers, the best thing that you can do for your children is to pray for them. The Christian music artist, contemporary music artist, Mark Schultz, has a beautiful image about praying for his son who's sick. And we'll just read a bit of this song for you. He sings, "I'm down on my knees again tonight. I'm hoping this prayer will turn out right. See, there's a boy that needs your help. I've done all that I can do myself. Can you hear me? Am I getting through tonight? Can you see him? Can you make him feel all right? If you can hear me, let me take his place somehow. See, he's not just anyone. He's my son. And sometimes late at night I watch him sleep and I dream of the boy he'd like to be. I try to be strong and see him through. But God, who he needs right now is you." Fathers, when you're at the end of your rope and you have nothing more to offer your children, bring them to the cross. Bring them to the altar. And by doing this, you will say to them, "My dear child, I will be your father now." Amen.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, with great faith in our Father's love, let us ask that he hear the needs we now present.
For the Church, that we may place our trust in God when we are buffeted by storms that leave us feeling powerless and defeated, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For fathers, grandfathers, and all who have fathered us, and for all those fathers who have passed on to eternal life, that God may find favor in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who work on boats and ships, that they may be kept safe while on the water, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those whose lives are in turmoil, who feel that their lives are beset by a never-ending storm, that they may find safety and comfort in God's soothing care, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the eternal repose of the souls of George B. Cantu, Joe Cueva, Selwyn Puig, Sylvia Puig, Jose Salinas, the deceased members of the Garza family, and Rolando Roli Gonzalez. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions, spoken and unspoken, which we mention in silence at this time. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Ever-present and loving God, you created the world and all that is in it. May we find our home with you always, wherever we may be, and as you shelter us from the storms of this world, comfort us in your arms and hear the needs we now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, the sacrifice of conciliation and praise, and grant that, cleansed by its action, we may make offering of a heart pleasing to you. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in you we live and move and have our being. And while in this body, we not only experience the daily effects of your care, but even now possess the pledge of life eternal. For having received the first fruits of the Spirit, through whom you raised up Jesus from the dead, we hope for an everlasting share in the Paschal mystery. And so with all the angels we praise you, as in joyful celebration we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. We proclaim you dead, O Lord, and witness of resurrection until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy, in a special way, all of our dads who have entered their eternal rest, and we pause to remember at this time. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. My dear family, with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generous quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christaspahn.org. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.